Every day, it seems, there's another back and forth on the two most unusual moving parts in the Democratic Party endgame, Michigan and Florida. For jumping the gun in the primary schedule, they were zeroed out of the Democratic National Convention. And now the Democrats are trying to figure out how to get two big states represented in Denver this summer while retaining their concern for fairness and for the party's rules. Joining us now is Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, who writes in support of a revote in today's Wall Street Journal. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
You have written about the possibility not of a full-dress primary, but of a mail-in primary. And first of all, I'd just like to know your sense of the practicality of this. How soon would Florida have to get working on a mail-in primary to have one in time to be counted?
Immediately. And I spoke last evening with the state party chairman, suggested that she start the process because they first have to go to the Democratic National Committee to get approval. Under their rules, there's a 30-day comment period, and then the DNC would approve. So that has to start immediately if you're going to make this all end up by the first week in June.
Well, first, is there any actual discussion right now between the Florida Party and the Democratic National Committee on this?
Well, there is. And, of course, I've had those discussions with Chairman Dean as well. I've had the discussions with our governor, Governor Crist. He has offered to help. The technicality is that there actually has to be a change in the law because the mail-in ballot that is part of Florida law is for issues only. So this has to be changed. The Florida legislature is in session. If Governor Crist is persuasive upon them, then they will change the law. Otherwise, he's looking at the possibility of an executive order.
If, in fact, there were a mail-in primary in Florida, would Florida have to do it for both parties, even though it's completely moot on the Republican side? Would you have to do that in order to have a proper state election?
No. We register by party, and under Florida law, the primary is only, in this case, for Democrats. So a mail-out would be to every registered Democrat in the state, including you'd have to have enough lead time to get those ballots to folks overseas. And so you're talking about an election that would be run by the apparatus of the Florida government. It would be paid for by the Florida Democratic Party. And particularly the part that's critical is the confirming of the signatures on the envelopes when the ballots are returned. That would have to be done by the supervisors of election in each of Florida's 67 counties.
Now, Senator Nelson, I just want to ask you, and you said that this would not be paid for by the state. Have you figured out a price tag on a mail-in primary, and are you confident that money can be raised by Democrats?
We are estimating between $4 and $6 million, and the Florida Democratic Party would have to raise that. There have been a number of people that have come forth and have said that they would be willing to help. One suggestion was that they could also do it by the Internet so there wouldn't be any one big sugar daddy that would be contributing. But all of this has got to be done now. The enemy is time because if we run out of time, we don't get the redo.
So you say get started right away is your message.
Yes, sir.
Well, Senator Nelson, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Have a great day.
Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat of Florida.